So first and foremost, welcome. Welcome to another edition of the Danny Morrell Show. It's actually the first edition of the Danny Morrell Show. We are live here on our group Empire Builders. By the way, for those of you that are fans of the show, if you want to catch these recordings live, just go and join our group, facebook.com. Look for M.Pyre Builders. Guys, I'm excited to be here with you guys because it's the beginning of the year. And I've got a lot of great information with you guys, specifically about how to implement a 90-day cycle into your business this year, okay? Specifically about how to implement a 90-day cycle into your business this year, or for that matter, a 90-day cycle into whatever it is that you do. And I'm just going to go ahead and get started by telling all of you that are watching me right now that success doesn't happen right away. Success happens in increments of 90-day cycles. 90-day cycles are about building momentum for you guys, okay? And so one of the things that I see in the people that I coach and the people that I help build their businesses, that, you know, you start working for 5 days or 7 days and nothing, quote unquote, happens. Everybody loves to use those words. Nothing happened after the sixth or seventh day. And you tend to start beating yourselves up a little bit. I got to ask you a question. Do you get unfat after 7 days? No, the answer is no, right? This stuff takes time, everybody, right? It took time to pile on the fat, so it's going to take time to burn the son of a gun off, right? It's the same thing in business. I want you to start thinking from this point forward that your year is broken down into four 90-day cycles. Write that down, four 90-day cycles. And the reason why this is so important for you to understand is because whether you want to admit it or not, the excitement of the new year is now gone. Write that down. The excitement of the new year is now gone. Okay? That's the reality of things, guys. Whether we want to admit it or not, the excitement of the new year is gone. And I want to talk about that for a second. What actually, when you think about it, what causes excitement is hope. Hope causes excitement. Vision causes excitement. So, you know, for those 30 to 45 days before 2017 came, there was a lot of hope in your spirit. There was a lot of hope in your being. There was a lot of hope in your thoughts. And now reality hits us. Because if you're watching this right now, it's now the 11th day of the month. The reality is, guys, is that 7 days are gone. We no longer have 52 weeks to accomplish our goals. We only have 51. All of a sudden, reality punches us right in the mouth. And here's what happens. For the untrained mind and the unclear spirit, reality and negativity takes over hope and faith. For the untrained mind and the unclear spirit, reality and negativity takes over hope and faith. That hope and that faith that we had at the end of last year. And so I'm going to teach you some of the techniques that I use in this first podcast to make sure that we can move past that, to make sure that our goals and our business plans are not just emotion-driven, but they are fact-driven, right? And here's the first thing that I want you guys to do. I want you guys to understand that our minds feed off of energy, positive belief, and are driven by energy. Our minds feed off of energy and positive belief. So one of the benefits of breaking down 2018 into four bite-sized pieces is that your mind can see 90 days away. It could believe it. It could feel it. It could taste it. January, February, March. All right, all I got to do is go hard until April 1st. April 1st, that's right around the corner. Yeah, I can do this. April 1st. Okay, great. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to go strong until April 1st. But if you come into the new year talking about, I'm going to sell 100 homes at the end of the year, well, the end of the year is a long time ago. I'd rather you focus on 25 by April 1st or whatever your goal is. And so the third key point that I want you to write down is that you've got to learn, please, people, this is one of my secrets. This is one of the secrets to success, is you got to learn to train your mind on small baby focuses to avoid distraction. Small baby focuses to avoid distraction. As a matter of fact, this whole game of success is all you think it's in the outer world. It's not. It's in the inner world. It's everything going on in here and right here. It's all in the inner world. And so if you're a salesperson, right, and you earn your income based off of commissions, I want you, and we're going to help you formulate a 90-day plan, based off of certain things that you want to be hitting each and every single day. Small, baby, key focuses that will help you avoid distraction. And here they are. Number one, days worked. Write that down. Days worked. I'm telling you right now, for some of you, you think, days work. Yeah, whatever. No, some of you, you're not in your office right now. Oh, yeah, I guess he's right. You don't work every day. You think you work every day. You don't work every day. You sure as hell ain't consistent enough every single day. And you're never going to be able to build up the momentum that you really want in your life and in your business until you stop playing games and start realizing that even though you're an independent contractor, you need to treat this as if you had a job. Through Empire University, I'll eventually show you how to sell 150 homes a year, how to make millions of dollars a year and only work 4 days a week. I'll show you how to do that. But none of that comes until you can give me 5, 6, 7 days a week hard. You got to learn to pay the price. And I'm telling you, I see it with my own eyes. I see it even in our own company. I show up more than people who are struggling. And they're struggling because they don't show up. So for 90 days, you've got to determine and write down a little plan. I am going to work this many days. Number two, hours prospected. I don't care what you do. I don't care what business you're in. You have to prospect. You have to. Again, eventually we will show you through Empire University, through our coaching programs, we'll show you there's ways to generate business without prospecting, but that's going to take you money and that's going to take you leverage. And for some of us, we don't have that right now. If I were to open up an ice cream parlor right now, you know what I would do? I would go out and I would fill my ice chest with little samples of all my favorite ice creams, and I would go to all the local businesses and offer them free samples of ice cream. And then I would tell them that if they come to the store today and they bring their kids, I don't know, one kid would be free. I would do some sort of a promotion. Guess what me going to them is called? That's called prospecting. Whether you like it or not, for 90 days, you need to determine how many hours you're going to prospect. And the third one is how much time you're going to role play. Guys, listen to me very carefully. In exactly, how many days away are we? Today is in exactly 7 days. Is today the 11th or the 10th? Today's the 11th. In 7 days, I'm going to be in front of 700 people for 2 days. Flat out changing their lives. The confidence that comes with that. I'm not afraid of public speaking. I'm not afraid. I'm ready at any day, ready to go to give a message that could hopefully change the life of somebody that is listening. And you know where that started? It started when I was a salesperson and I dedicated myself each and every day to practice these scripts, to role play. Because I knew that back then, I always had a vision to sell out the Staples Center, people. It's not for the sake of selling out the Staples Center, it's for the sake of fulfilling my mission on this planet, which is to help people perform and become who they're genuinely and truly intended to become. The Staples Center is just a symbol. Nick, you should be on Facebook making sure that everything is okay, by the way. The Staples Center is just a symbol for me. But if I knew I was going to get there someday, I knew I couldn't struggle with fear or anxiety of presenting to one person if I wanted to eventually present to 20,000 people. And for some of you guys, you have a problem with role playing. Let me tell you right now, you use a script each and every day. Each and every day you use a script. You use a script when you put on your pants. You use a script when you comb your hair. You use a script when you brush your teeth. You grab the toothpaste with a certain hand. You grab the toothbrush. You do it the exact same way. You turn off the water. That's a script. You're going to do something and you're going to say something. You might as well get great at saying it and doing it. Number four, contacts made. The amount of people that you speak to on a daily basis. I can remember being young and going to the swap meets on Saturdays and Sundays. I worked 7 days a week. That's why I sold 30 houses my first year. I see people today struggling to sell 30 houses. Why? They show up 2 days a week to the office. You know I'm not lying. You know this is true. As a matter of fact, if you're live right now and this is true, just give me a little thumbs up or put true in the comments section. This is the reality. So for 90 days, you need to figure out, and I'm going to give you the little secret. The secret is for every hour you prospect, you should be speaking to 10 people. So if in 90 days, right, there's 12 weeks, and you're going to be working 5 days a week, that's 60 days of work, and you're going to be prospecting 1 hour a day. That's 60 hours. That means you should be speaking to 10 people an hour. That's 600 people. There's a plan right there. Appointment set. This is where you make the money, people. This is where you make the money. As a real estate salesperson, I used to take between 10 and 14 listings a month. Sometimes I would drop to 8, but realistically, 10 to 14 listings a month. And you know how that started, people? You're looking at someone who never used to take a listing ever in their life because I was afraid of listings. I was taught to work with buyers. You work with buyers to pay the bills. You work with listings to create a career. It all changed when I finally started to say an affirmation and I started to create from my little mini plan, little mini affirmations. I started to say to myself, I set one appointment a month, one appointment a month, one appointment a month, one appointment a month. Because back then I didn't take listings. So if I could just set an appointment, I was happy. And then once I started doing that, I started saying, I set one appointment a week, one appointment a week, one appointment a week, one appointment a week. And then that converted to one appointment a day, one appointment a day, one appointment a day, one appointment a day. And that converted to the next one. I take one listing a month, one listing a month, one listing a month, one listing a month. And then that became, I take one listing a week, one listing a week, one listing a week, one listing a week. And then that became, I take one listing a day, one listing a day, one listing a day, one listing a day. Damn it, people, listen to me right now. You are brainwashed whether you realize it or not. It's either TV and radio and your family and your friends are brainwashing you or you brainwash yourself. And that's a decision that you have got to make. And I just decided very early on, I'm going to brainwash myself. I'm going to brainwash myself to believe that I have the potential, the power, and the capacity to fulfill my dreams and to live the life that I am destined to live. And all of that hinges on my ability to go out and perform in the workforce. That's how I got to 150 deals a year, $1.5 million a year at 27 years old, working 4.5 days a week. I demanded more of myself. I got more from myself. The next one is sales open. Put that in the plan. The next one is deals close. Put that one in the plan. The next one is advertising money spent. Put that in the plan. The next one is database contacts. The amount of people you're going to speak to in your database, put that in the plan. The next one is follow-up calls or hours, put that in the plan. And the next one is social media posts, put that one in the plan. I'm only going to talk to you guys about one of these real fast, and that's deals closed. This is the jail that humanity is in. And I'm going to teach it to you right now. Everyone focuses, if I were to ask you right now on this screen, if I were to ask you, which one is it that everybody focuses on the most? You would have to agree that everybody focuses on deals closed. Deals closed. And the wealthy, listen to me very carefully, and the most successful, the last thing that they focus on is deals closed. Deals closed is the money. The money is on the back end. You know why you focus on money? Because your whole life, your whole mindset, your whole business is surrounded around one thought. How can I pay my bills? That's an employee's mindset. And that's why when a commission check closes, you're like vultures around your compliance department. You're willing to drive 45 minutes to go pick up a piece of paper. Why? Because you, all your focus is on deals closed. Let me let you in on a little secret. As long as you focus on deals closed, you're never going to focus. You're never going to close on a lot of deals. Focus on the front end. Focus on the front end, the left side. How many days are you going to show up? How many days are you going to practice? How many people are you going to speak to? How many appointments are you going to go on? That's all I ever focused on. I focused on that so much that the deals would close on their own. And guess what? When you focus on the left side, guess what happens? Not only do the deals close on their own, but when the deals fall out, guess what? It doesn't bother you. You read my book, and if you haven't, go pick up a copy, The Resilience Roadmap. Go pick it up right now. Go to Amazon. Just type in my name, Danny Morrell, and get a copy. Bring it to Relentless, if not to Relentless. Bring it to Vision next week. I'll autograph it for you. If not, we're going to have about 150 copies there. You can pick one up there, and we'll get it autographed for you. But if you read my book, I lost 8 deals in one day. It was like $80,000 in one day. It stung for a little bit, but why didn't it bother me? It didn't bother me because I know that's sometimes part of the process. And I trained my brain and I brainwashed myself to focus so much on the front end. The wealthy focus on the front end. The wealthy focus on the sales. The poor focus on the money because they need to pay their bills. Switch that right there. If this is all you heard and this is all you hear out of any of my posts, out of anything I do on social media, switch that, people, right now. If you're live right now, you will commit to switch that. Put I commit right now. Post it right now. Because that's what's going to change the game, people. I had a friend. He was a very dear friend of me. And the guy never had any money. Never had any money. And whenever I would walk into the compliance department at our company, the compliance department would say, oh my God, when it comes to closing a deal, this guy is, he's literally like pacing back and forth outside our door, pacing back and forth, pacing back. You know, one day I tried to coach him through it. I said, what's up, man? Why don't you just kind of like let go? It's okay. Oh no, that's my money. I need my money. I need my money. And so what happens is that they didn't allow him to be able to let go and focus on the front end because he was so consumed on the back end. The final step to this, guys, and the key to the whole 90-day cycle, something's wrong with it. The key to the 90-day cycle is I want you to pick three of them. Pick three of them that drive the results for the rest of the year. Pick three of them, three of the previous categories. You might have to go backwards a little bit. Pick three of the previous things that I mentioned that will drive the results for the rest of the year. And when you pick those three, make an affirmation out of those three. Whether it's I speak to X amount of people a day or I go on one appointment a day or whatever it is, pick the three that will drive the results on the back end. Pick the three on the front end that will drive the results on the back end. And you will get everything that you want and deserve on the back end by focusing on the things that you need and want on the front end. And that's the whole game, guys. That's the whole game. Finally, find an accountability partner immediately. Somebody that can help you stay accountable, guys. I don't care who you are and I don't care how big your ego is. You're going to need support and you're going to need a community. You're going to need coaching. You're going to need guidance because as excited as you get, guess what? Something could happen this afternoon that changes your state and causes you to get in an unexcited state and all of a sudden you forget. And that's just called reality and that's called maturity and business maturity. And those are things that you're going to have to go through and grow through. So guys, I'm sure many of you guys know that Vision is next week. Obviously, I'm going to go ahead and go live now and answer any of your questions. I know that the quality on Facebook isn't the greatest. Don't worry. We're recording it. It'll be up on the podcast this Sunday. But I do want to go live. And I also just want to tell everybody that's watching us, whether you're on Facebook or on the podcast, I'm excited for next week. I'm excited for the 18th and 19th at the Loews Coronado Hotel. Because this was just a little 10-minute snippet, man. The information that we've got coming to you is literally, it's going to change your life the way it's changed the lives of not only all of the agents here at the company, but also close to 100 people that have taken our courses through Empire. And if you haven't gotten your ticket yet, we've got two ways for you to get them. You can go to empireuniversity.com/vision. And if you're out of state, we are going to be broadcasting it live. You can buy a ticket for the live stream, and I'm going to post the link right here in our Facebook group. For those of you on the podcast, that was episode number one. I recommend that you not only share that episode with everybody, I recommend that you watch it and listen to it over and over and over again every single morning while you're working out on a daily basis to remind yourself of the importance of a 90-day cycle. Take care, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.